Listening Library presents The Prydain Chronicles, Volume 3, The Castle of Lear, by Lloyd Alexander. Read for you by James Langton.
Author's Note by Lloyd Alexander. In this chronicle of Prydain, following the Book of Three and the Black Cauldron, what befalls the heroine is as important and perilous as the hero's own quest. Princess Ailanwy of the Red Gold Hair does much more than face the unavoidable, and in her view absolutely unnecessary, ordeal of becoming a young lady. As Dalban, the old enchanter, warns, "For each of us comes a time when we must be more than what we are." And this holds true for princesses as well as for assistant pig-keepers. The Castle of Lear is, in a sense, more romantic than the preceding chronicles. Taron is noticeably aware of his feelings toward Ailanwy, and it is sometimes more comic. For example, the utter despair of the companions in trying to cope with the well-meaning but hapless Prince Rune. The mood perhaps is bittersweet rather than grandly heroic, but the adventure should hold something beyond the fairy tale elements of a magic golden bauble, a vengeful queen, a mysterious castle, and rivals for the hand.